Hey, big brother, do you have a minute? Good. Can I come in and sit on the I know this isn't my place, big brother, but I overheard you talking about your girlfriend to your other friends. I know she's pretty and has big tits and long blonde hair and long tanned legs and a nice ass that she loves to show off in those really short shorts she wears. But, big brother, she isn't very good to you. I know it's none of my business, big brother. I'm not here to tell you if you should or shouldn't date her. I mean, what guy doesn't want that on his arm? You are handsome and deserve a beautiful woman to be with. But I overheard you saying she doesn't give you hand jobs or blowjobs. I mean, seriously, what the fuck? And I heard that she makes you wear a condom and doesn't do it any other way than missionary, and you do all the work. Come on, what kind of stuck-up prude is she? I know, it isn't my business. That's not why I'm here. I'm not here to run her down or make you want to leave her. Why am I here? Well, the reason I'm here is to let you know that you should be taken care of. You deserve to be treated right. You have a sexy body and, well, you have a gorgeous cock. Don't look at me like that. It's true. I've had the pleasure of seeing you step out of the shower a few months back, and well, I saw your cock dangling there, your balls hanging low. I saw as you dried off how it stiffened just a bit before you slipped on your boxers and it pressed against the fabric. I've seen a cock or two, brother, and yours is by far the most beautiful cock I've seen. I snuck your door open and watched you a time or two stroke it as it got hard and you shot your load into a waiting tissue. I saw your stuck-up, snobby girlfriend wrap that beautiful cock in a condom before letting you stick it in a tight twat. I just wish that. Why am I telling you this? The reason I'm telling you this, big brother, is that I know I'm not as pretty as she is, nor are my tits that big. Pretty sure it's a fake. Nor do I turn most men's heads. But, brother, I'm here to tell you that my hands, mouth, tits, cunt, and even my ass are here for your pleasure. Say you go out and fuck that stupid girl with the condom on. All you have to do, big brother, is come home and come into my bedroom and take what you need. You don't even have to ask. Just drop your pants and put that big, beautiful cock wherever you want, and I'll happily service it for you. No condoms. Not with your little sister. I will stroke that cock, suck it. Fuck it, ride it, tease it, please it, and make sure that you're satisfied, big brother. I will let you come any way you want. I'll swallow if you like, big brother. Just let me please you. You can even come in and use me any way you want before your date so you can go out with a clear head. I'm not trying to replace your girlfriend or lay a claim to you, brother. Just know that my body is here for you to use and pleasure anytime you want it. I want nothing more than to be your cock sheath, cum dump, and sperm bank. Yank my hair, spank me, use me, big brother, as your fuck toy to get off on and leave me laying in the wet spot. I just want my big brother to be happy. What's that big brother? Fuck, it's bigger than I. Oh, fuck, big brother, your cock is. Jesus, you smell so musky. I don't understand why she won't. God, I love how you force me down. Your cock tastes so much better than I thought. Yank my hair. Treat me like the cockholster I am. Oh, fuck my mouth, big brother. Own me. Come down my throat. What do you want me to do with it? Have a good date. And tell little Miss Stuck Up I said hello.